Hello, J Squad Services.
Hi, is this Josh?
Yes, Josh speaking.
Hi, Josh. Josh, this is Paul. I'm calling you back here from Local Splash. We spoke a few times in December, January regarding branding your business on Google. I did want to follow up with you and see. I think you had someone build a website for you. I wanted to see how everything's going for you with that.
Be honest, that website is trash. I haven't gotten a single call from anybody off the website.
Right.
So,
I mean, the problem,
they're
the
building
the
some organic thing, and they're trying to get it to come up organically and all this stuff.
So they're like a web developer, you know. They're trying to build a website and maybe do all the things that you can put into a website that, you know, 10 years ago might have helped that website be seen. But right now it's a digital business card. I mean, no one's going to find it on their own if it's not backlinked and connected to the content that Google indexes and ultimately uses to determine what businesses appear on the first page. Most consumers don't go past the first page, so most people don't know that you already have a website. I mean, unless they already know the name of your company. Now, I don't know if you hate the website or would want a brand new website or not. I mean, a website's great if it works, if people see it. But the reason that we've spoken a couple of times is our job would be to get your company on the first page for your services, whether we were going to build a website or even if it at this point means promoting the website that you already have. But, I mean, you're in Baltimore, too. So, I mean, no amount of optimization on a website is going to make much of a difference if people don't already know the name of your company. That website's a billboard on a dirt road. It's there, but no one's going to see it. I mean, no disrespect. I know a lot of
business. No, that's why I hit up the business card.
I mean, you know, some companies spend thousands and thousands of dollars and wait half a year for their website to be done, and they think, well, I've got a great website. Look at it. It's fantastic. Why aren't people calling me? Well, because people aren't going to find your website if they don't know about it, right? Most people don't know who to call when they go on Google, and they're looking for something. They're looking for a good website, but, you know, they don't know that five pages deep, there's the website they're looking for. They'll never find it, right? Like the guy who lost his keys in the dark bushes, but he's looking under the streetlight because it's easier to look there. He's never going to find his keys because they're not there, right? And he knows it, too. But some people don't understand that, you know. You got to be where people are looking, and that's the first page. So I was wondering if we might even do, like, a local campaign to get things started for you, at least just the basics, right? I know we were talking before about doing, you know, Facebook ads and really targeting, you know, not just Baltimore, but all the surrounding counties, which is what you really want, right?
Right.
So, you know, we've been talking for a while. I know that when we originally spoke, you know, the business wasn't even actually official. You weren't licensed. If I go back, it looks like we started talking almost a year ago initially. I'm wondering if we might be able to help you out now. I'm sorry, what'd you
say? That must be why I recognized your name right away, because you said Paul, and I went, Splash.
Yeah, exactly. You know, no, we talked a long time ago. I mean, it looks like originally we actually spoke in January of 2023, and then I know that you were, you know, trying to get licensed and passing the test and all
that.
Yeah. So, I mean, this auto-populated on my calendar today. I mean, I make notes to myself that populate on the day, and when I saw it, I thought, oh, you know, I wonder how he's doing, because I think I talked to you about a month and a half ago, and you said that you were, you know, you had that guy who's building the site. I mean, I know that you've been building that, you know, a while now, but you're hoping that they're going to be able to do more than just the website, but I guess that's kind of not the case. You haven't gotten a single call from someone who saw your website?
No, Yelp is, they've called me from Yelp, but nothing from the website.
Right, because Yelp is something that people use and they look at it. You know, it's one of the directories that we create. It's one of the directories that Google looks for. But to be honest with you, although it is more known to the public, people know about Yelp and Facebook, the directories that most people have never heard of, like Opendi, Pointcom, Solio, Telmab, Rated All, About Us, Hot Frog, Kudzu. I mean, there are dozens of directories that Google looks for. And if you've got those directories that, just like your Yelp listing, just like a website, talk about your company, talk about your services, that reassures Google that if you are to be called, you're going to be able to provide those services. So that's what Google uses to determine what companies they'll display on that first page. People do use Yelp, so people will find you on Yelp. Most of that content we don't create, though, so a customer can find it. We create it because Google looks for it, and when Google sees it, they put you on the first page where someone would find you, because more people, of course, use Google than Yelp, and if they just type in the keywords related to your services, when you pop up, when your business pops up, when they can see a website, if it's the one that these people have already created for you, great, you're going to get the return on your investment. But right now, I mean, like I said, you know, you have to tell people the name of your website for them to see it, and that's not at all what you want. I mean, you want people who don't know the name of your company to find your website, find you, and call you.
Right.
So if you remember, we offer our services on a month-to-month basis, you know, and we talked before about including Facebook ads, which would make everything happen faster, right? It's one hand washing the other. They're two completely different things, but together, you know, they make things happen. And I know before I was saying I would do $2.99 and things like that, which was already a reduced rate. I've got a friends and family rate that I haven't used all year. I can use one per quarter. So I actually have about another month or I'm going to lose this one, but I'd be happy to use it here and drop that $2.99 down to $2.49 and still include the $100 of Facebook ads. That's going to, like I said, really jumpstart your campaign, and we can even promote the website that you already have.
I don't have a Facebook page for it yet.
That's okay. We create that content. The Facebook ads are what people would see when they're on their Facebook page, but you'll have a link that you can use to access to see everything. You'll be able to track everything, you know, all the content that we create. And of course, your client dashboard shows you how much work you're getting, where that work's coming from, et cetera. But you'll also be able to see all the work that we're doing to put you and keep you on that first page. It's still going to be month to month, and that's for good reason. It puts the ball in our court, and we have to run with it. You know, we have to make sure that we get your phone ringing. We have to keep your phone ringing and earn your business. Realistically, even if we're not building a website, $249 won't cover our cost in that first month. We have to earn your business for several months for it to make sense for us. But we know our clients keep the service long-term because it's profitable. I've been speaking with you for over a year, it looks like. Actually, April 17th will be my 11-year anniversary with this company. And I've got clients that have been with me almost from the very beginning. As a company, though, we have customers, clients that have been with us even longer than I have, 12, 14, 16, 18 years. We've been around since 2004, and we'll celebrate our 20th anniversary a little bit later on this year. Josh, that's a long time for any company, and certainly for a young industry like search engine optimization, that's a very long time. And we've got the track record, we've got the experience, we are Google partners. That partnership program's only been around about 9 years, but Google wanted to partner up with digital marketing firms and SEO companies to provide professional management of these types of services for small and medium-sized businesses. They've got a division that deals with nationwide chains of 100 locations or more, but they started that program about 9 years ago, and we were one of the very first companies that joined that partnership program with already almost a dozen years of experience. So we definitely could get your phone ringing. Like I said, I wouldn't offer the services at a cost below what it would cost us in the first month to get done, if I didn't already know you were going to keep the service long-term and be successful with it. If I applied that friends and family rate, it waives the setup fee. It drops it down to $249 a month, and that's still with the $100 of Facebook ads, and that is on a month-to-month basis. It means you can stop at any time. We hope that you won't. In fact, we know that you won't. You can pause it if you end up getting more work than you can handle, or if you need to go on vacation. You can even pause the service seasonally if necessary. But it's easy billing. As long as you keep the service, it bills once a month on the same day for exactly $249.
All right, so we're actually in a unique position here as I was getting ready to contact Google.
Oh, wow.
And talk to them about advertising. And you're right, we have been talking for a while. So here's what I'm thinking. Can you bill me at the end of the month?
At the end of this month, March.
Well, yeah, this month of March, I'm getting paid at the end of the month, and I know I'll have enough to cover it. But at the beginning of March, I don't have enough.
Okay. So you're talking like a month from now.
Well, so maybe, honestly, maybe end of next week. Because I have a big job starting next Monday. So Monday, Tuesday, get paid Tuesday. I should be able to clear a check by Friday. So maybe this Friday. But like you say, if the service is good enough and the whole goal is to keep this going, I'm going to need some sort of customer from this. If I get a customer, I get a customer, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Right. So for $249, if we could get that price approved. I mean, I have one in my back pocket. I can use it here. I'd be happy to. I mean, looking at how long we've been talking, I'd be more than happy to use that for this quarter. And it would be $249. And you're saying we could get it started maybe as early as the end of next week?
Yeah, this upcoming Friday should be a good time.
The 8th.
No. Is it that far?
Well, tomorrow's the 1st. You're not talking tomorrow, are you?
No. Okay, so I'm on the phone, son. Fine. Yeah, the 8th, actually. Yes. What?
I can absolutely give you a call a week from tomorrow.
Yeah, I should have a check too. No, don't touch that. I've already told you to quit it.
Well, I'm glad I reached you, and I think it is good timing. It's interesting that you're going to reach out to Google. Now, we can do Google paid ads, pay-per-click ads. That's the one product that Google offers direct to the public, to small and medium-sized businesses, and it's actually why they started the partnership program. When you go directly through Google, it's kind of set it and forget it. You know, you kind of just tell them what your service area is and what your budget is, and they put together some kind of boilerplate type ads, and you pay for the clicks until the money's gone. But they know that when businesses have professional management of those types of services, and we are Google Ads certified, so if we were doing Google Ads, you know, obviously our job would get you the highest ad rank at the lowest cost per click. We use all the tools and techniques, phrase match, broad match, exact match, negative keywords, so that you're getting, you know, the best bang for your buck. So even if we do Google Ads or don't do Google Ads, and, you know, we could do Google Ads, but I want to make it affordable for you. Google Ads have a minimum requirement of $300 a month, and we can always add those in later on, but I think Facebook ads at an extra, well, in this case, you're getting $100 of Facebook ads for $50, so I think that's perfect.
Are you going to make a Facebook page, or do I start up to do that?
We can definitely assist with that. We can get everything going for you. A lot of our clients don't have a Facebook page, but when we do Facebook ads, we want them to have, you know, something to link everything to. So, like I said,
and you can take stuff off the website and put that on there, and maybe, like, it's got a Facebook button on the website.
Okay, yeah.
And it's got other buttons. None of them work yet.
Ah, okay. Yeah, so, I mean, then the link would click, you know, it'd be a clickable link to the Facebook page, too. So you would want those little links, those tabs, those buttons to work. I'll give you a call maybe a little bit earlier on in the day, on the 8th, so a week from tomorrow.
Okay, let me put you on my calendar. Phone off. All right, so 8th, you'll give me a call sometime between 9 and noon, probably. Okay. All right, I got you locked in, so I know that you expect a phone call.
All righty, sounds good. I'll talk to you a week from tomorrow on the 8th. Real pleasure speaking with you today. You have a great rest of the day, sir.
You too, Paul.
Thank you, Josh. Thanks a lot. Bye now.